Pam Vuk was devastated when her husband confessed his use of pornography.
Well, I had came home from a church service and told Pam, confessed to her, my struggles with pornography. And that was 10 years into our marriage and 8 years after we were Christians.
Can a marriage be restored after this kind of prolonged betrayal? This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Tuesday, July 23rd.
Well, if you weren't with us yesterday on Revive Our Hearts, you'll want to go back to our website and pick up the audio version or the transcript of yesterday's program, because we're talking with a couple who are new friends of mine, and I had a chance recently to hear their story and wanted so to share it with our Revive Our Hearts listeners. So we introduced yesterday Tony and Pam Vuk, and we're picking up with that story again today. Tony and Pam, thank you so much. You just told me as we were on a break here that you haven't ever shared this story together before, but thank you for being willing to share it out of what God has done in your lives and to share it with our Revive Our Hearts listeners.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And I was just telling you, Pam, the first time you came up to me, I was, we mentioned this on yesterday's program, I was with some friends vacationing. We were in a restaurant, and you came up and introduced yourself to us at the table and shared a thumbnail version of your testimony. And after you left the table, my friends and I looked at each other and just said, that was so rich. That was so sweet. So it's been a privilege now to get to meet Tony and to hear the two of you share. Just to recap for those who weren't with us yesterday. You both grew up in very different kinds of homes. Tony's a very stable family environment, and Pam, you with a dad who was had violent and abusive tendencies related to alcohol, and you just wanted something stable and secure and sure in your life. And so both of you entered into marriage. Tony, you had said that as a teenager, in spite of the stable family, you had gotten into drinking and sexual activity and pornography, and you both took these things as baggage into your marriage and went into your marriage without Christ. But then just give us a short recap here of how in that third year of marriage you did come to know Jesus Christ in a personal way.
Well, the alcohol and the irresponsibility of my life became a huge wedge in our marriage relationship and what we had going on in our household. And Pam had, I remember coming home one night, and Pam had her bags packed, and she was ready to leave me, and I'd realized I'd messed up. I didn't want to get divorced. I also realized I needed to change, yet didn't feel that I knew how or had the strength to make the changes in my life that needed to take place. And, you know, looking back, God had taken that huge negative thing in our relationship and our marriage and turned it around and used it to draw us to Him. He brought us to a point of brokenness. And so,
point of desperation, really.
It really was. And you know, we both, through a series of events that took place, we both made a decision to give God our lives and see if He could help us out of the struggles and problems that we got ourselves into.
And that was a huge turning point for both of you. You shared yesterday, Tony, that God took away the desire for alcohol.
Yes, He did.
And you had this new hunger for the Word of God. How did that affect your marriage and the atmosphere in your home?
It was a huge effect because I had always wanted that security, to feel secure and to feel safe. And I saw the change in what God had done in Tony's life and in our marriage relationship and how we were starting to communicate with each other. And it was amazing. I just felt that love and security and that I'd always desired to feel. So it made a huge difference in our life.
You unpacked your bags.
Yes. yes. Yeah. You know, I think those were always just threats, trying to get Tony to realize, you know, the hurt and the pain that he was causing in my life and potentially our children's lives. And again, I was raised in that type of atmosphere, and I desperately did not want that for my life, our marriage relationship, or my children's lives.
And so the Lord really started both of you on a whole new track,
he
a whole
did.
New direction. You got plugged into a church.
We did. We couldn't get enough of church. And God just surrounded us with mentors, people that were in healthy relationships, affirming relationships. And he just surrounded us with those people that taught us how to communicate with one another and to be more transparent with each other. And we just began to see our marriage relationship blossom and began to see our family blossom. And, you know, family's just always been so important to me because that's where we find love and security and encouragement. And that's something that I so desperately wanted and started to sense that in my family when we came to know Christ.
And so God had you now on a whole different path. And I think it's easy when we talk about the Christian faith to think, okay, your life's going a wrong direction before you're a Christian. Then you get saved, you come to Christ, your life gets turned around, and now everybody's going to live happily ever after. No more problems. I mean, you have to grow spiritually, but, and that's kind of the end of the story. We just, you know, hang on till the rapture.
Right.
And in your case, as in so many other cases, there was still a lot more that God needed to do in your lives. And it was several years later that God took you both to a whole new and deeper level of your marriage relationship and your relationship with Him. And it started out with a bomb that, Tony, you set off in the marriage. Tell us how that came about.
Well, I had came home from a church service and told Pam, confessed to her, my struggles with pornography, and that was 10 years into our marriage and 8 years after we were Christians.
Pam, you were not aware that this had ever been an issue with him or that something he had struggled with?
I had no clue, no idea. As a matter of fact, when Tony came home and shared with me that he had been addicted to pornography for the first 10 years of our marriage, I was absolutely devastated because he was the type of person that I had become very vulnerable with, that I totally trusted and loved in. I can just remember thinking to myself, how could somebody say that they love you and then do something like this to you? And I think the thing that was so hurtful to me is that he kept it from me for 10 years. And so I felt very confused at that point in our life, thinking, honestly, I didn't know, I felt very betrayed. I didn't know if I would ever be able to really trust Tony again. Anything that he said to me, I was always questioning it and wondering if he was telling me the truth. So we worked really hard at trying to put the pieces of our marriage back together after hearing that. But and we did make some progress, but it was very difficult.
Let me back up a minute, Tony. What brought you to the point of, after 10 years of marriage, mm-hmm. bringing this out into the open?
Well, before knowing Pam and being married, I had believed the lie that, you know, once I met the woman of my dreams and we got married, that there would be no more need or desire for pornography.
I think a lot of people probably think that.
Had I, you know, had someone tell me before, that would have helped my situation a lot at that time in my life.
So it turned out not to be true. This
no.
is still a struggle after you got married.
Exactly. And then after we were married, I was still struggling with it. And when we became Christians, I thought that God would hopefully maybe, you know, take this away like he did the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he could. And that didn't happen either. God had a bigger plan, and we know that now. But
so it's something that bothered you a lot during those years?
Oh, I was really struggling on the inside. It mm-hmm. was a type of torment, mm. you know, that you know what's right. You know what you want to live, how you want to live, yet you struggle. You're in bondage.
Did you try to stop?
Well, I guess one of the other lies that I believed was that, you know, I should keep this to myself. I would spare myself the shame and guilt of others knowing. I would spare my wife, you know, the hurt and the pain of the knowledge of what I was involved in. And God and I would work together and we would, get through this and I would lick this thing on my own, you know, and that way no one would need to know about it and everything would be fine then. Well, that isn't how it works either. That didn't take place. And so in my times of prayer and seeking God on this, I would hear his still small voice, and I can just remember this as like it was yesterday. The one word confess would come in the back of my mind. And
confess.
Yep. Get it out in the open. Get it exposed. Yet I would hear all the other voices in me that just would flood in and give me 15,000 reasons why I shouldn't confess. Mm-hmm. And so there was that struggle and battle going on. You know, we became Christians a couple years after marriage. So it was 8 years of that type of struggle and battle that was going on inwardly.
So you were growing spiritually.
Yes.
But still having this losing battle.
I was teaching Sunday school. I was a board member at the church, involved in the worship team. So you can imagine the double standard. It was only by God's grace and the knowledge of his love and mercy that I had that in God that got me through that time. Mm. Yet I still struggled. I had victories. There were periods of time where I felt like, finally it's over, but yet there was no consistency. I would struggle again and fall back into it. And it just brought me to that point of saying, I don't care, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I want this over with.
You never told any other men or asked them to pray for you?
No. There was nobody knew. I talked to Pam about it.
Just like you felt you had to? Was this end of yourself effort here?
Exactly. I tried very hard for 10 years to try to get over this, and I knew that I couldn't. And I knew God's way. At that point, it was evident what God's way was, and that was to expose it. Get it out of the realm of darkness and mm-hmm. into the light mm-hmm. where it can be examined and can be dealt with and worked mm-hmm. on. And
was that a huge relief to you when you did?
That was a turning point. In my life right there. Yes, it was. And God had given me a new freedom. He had lifted that burden from me.
After you told Pam.
Yes. It wasn't until I talked to Pam and got it out in the open. And, just believed in my heart that God had given me what I was working for 10 years. And God had finally blessed me with it.
So you really began to experience victory over sin and temptation.
I had been delivered.
Wow.
And it was a powerful event in my life.
So you were happy, free man.
It was a kind of a strange dynamic to all of this that started at that point. I was excited. I was happy. Something I'd looked for a long time had finally taken place, yet I had hurt my wife tremendously.
So, Pam, you're seeing his newfound freedom, but you are now in a bondage of your own.
Right. I wanted to be happy for my husband, because I had experienced some bondages in my life with fear before. And so I knew what that was like to be in bondage and to be set free. So I wanted to be happy for him. But it was hard for me to be happy for him, especially when I saw him experiencing this joy and this peace. And I was hurt so badly by what he had shared with me that, honestly, and this is very hard for me to say, but there was a time in my life, our first 10 years of our marriage, that I didn't think I could live without this person. But because Tony wasn't able to tell me, no, I will never do this again, I thought it would be better that he would be dead and not alive than to have to maybe have him fall back into the sin and hurt me again. That's how much pain I felt inside when he told me. Not that I wanted to hurt him. I never wanted to hurt him at all, but I didn't want him alive if he was going to hurt me again. And I can remember asking him several times, just I needed that reassurance and I needed that security. How are you doing? Do you think you're ever going to fall back into this? And he would say, Pam, I don't want to. No, I don't think that I will, but I can't really answer that right now. I know God has done something in my life. He's delivered me, but I don't want that to happen, but I can't say 100% sure. I'm not going to fall back into it. And I remember, to me, that sent a message to me that you really don't know how deeply you've hurt me. Mm. Because if you knew how deeply I was hurt, you would be able to tell me, I will never do this again. And so at that point in my life, honestly, I had the thoughts that were going on in my life were, well, then, revenge. I wanted to get back at you, at Tony. I wanted to dress immodestly. I wanted to do whatever it took to hurt him, to show him. Maybe you can see the, if I hurt you, the pain that I'm experiencing, that I'm feeling. By God's grace, Nancy, and his love, I never took that route. I knew that that was the wrong road to take. And I knew in doing any of those things that it would give Satan an inroad to cause more destruction and more damage in our relationship. So instead of choosing that road, I decided to find out more about dressing modestly myself. And that's the road that I chose for our life. And I can honestly say that as time, we did seek professional help. I do want to mention that. I just could not seem to get over the hurt that this had caused in my life. And so at that point, we decided to seek some professional help. And
you got some wise and godly counsel that really was helpful.
It was so helpful. God showed me, first of all, that I needed to make him first and foremost the center of my life.
Not Tony, but the Lord.
Exactly. That I needed to trust, put my hope and my trust in God, and that I needed to worship him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and not my husband. And that was a huge burden, I think, lifted from me. Looking back now, I think that Tony was like a savior in my life, and God doesn't want that. He says he's a jealous God, and he desires all of us. And so I could see God working, you know, bringing me to that place to fully trust him. And it was hard for me to trust God.
Did you view him at all the way that you saw your dad being, as not trustworthy?
Yes. When we got saved and we gave our life to the Lord, I grew in my relationship with the Lord. And I learned, there were so many things that I learned that I was able to apply to my life. But I still, that connection of God's love and his grace was not familiar to me. I still was trying to also gain God's approval and his acceptance in the things that I was doing in church. And so I realized through counseling that he is a loving God, and that he loves me and he accepts me no matter what. Yes, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fail. There are going to be those times in our lives that God is always there, with me to help me through those things. And that no matter what, he will always love me unconditionally. So that those things were just a huge burden lifted from me and helped me to find healing and trust again.
And we want to pick up with the next chapter of this story, because it has been an ongoing story that God's writing in your lives, as he is in each of our lives. But you know, before we wrap today's program, I just want to go back, Tony, to something that I think you've helped us understand, and that is the power of honesty. Mm-hmm. The power of confession. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes it shall have mercy." And for you, it was an addiction to pornography. Pam, in your life, it had been issues of fear, mm-hmm. and there were moral issues in both your lives. And for all of us, there are things that we are tempted to keep hidden, mm-hmm. to keep secret, and to think, I can just handle this. Besetting sins, we all have them. And that you're right, we believe the lie that I'm the only one going through this, or if I bring this into the open, it'll be worse fate than death.
Right.
I can't afford to. And yet you found what God's word says, that there's freedom, there's forgiveness, there's victory through being willing to come into the light and let the light expose. And that's painful.
Mm-hmm.
That is
very
hard. And Satan wants to keep us, you know, hiding and in the dark. And I think the power of bondage many times is in the secrecy.
Right.
I'm confident we have people listening to us today who have some issue, some sin issue in your life. You may be a child of God, but you are fighting a losing battle. It may be an eating disorder. It may be a battle with greed or spending or lying or infidelity, something in your marriage, something in your life, something you battle with, something you struggle with, and you think, I've tried 111 times. I can't get victory. And could I just encourage you with what we've heard from Tony, that there is power, there is freedom when you're willing to open up to the light. And I've been memorizing and meditating in Psalm 32 over the last several days. And this David said, when I sinned and I kept silent about my sin, when I tried to cover it, I was miserable. But when I was willing to uncover it, to bring it into the light, I found forgiveness and grace and mercy. And there is forgiveness available for you today. You may need to go talk with your mate about something. You may need to go talk with a mature believer of the same sex, a mature older woman or older man or brother in Christ, if you're a man, or a pastor. If you're a woman, go find an older woman who, a spiritually mature woman, and get honest and say, here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what I'm dealing with. Maybe you've never told anybody before. I remember the day I was, after I had spoken at a conference, a woman came up to me. She was crying so hard I could hardly understand her. And I thought, what in the world is she going to tell me? She said, I've never told anyone this before. Attractive young mom. She said, I steal. She was a shoplifter and for years had been in bondage. She said, I don't even need the stuff. She'd never told her husband. She'd never. And she was in bondage. She could not get free. Till she went home, got honest with her husband, brought it into the light, and God set her into a place of walking in freedom. And you can get free. There may still be a process of restoration. We'll hear more about that from Tony and Pam tomorrow. It doesn't mean there will never be any more battle. But you can't start to win that battle until you get into the light. So, Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would penetrate and pierce and prompt hearts, that you've been shining the light and you're calling them to walk into the light, to come out of the darkness, to speak the truth, to confess not only to you, but if need be to another believer, to the person who's been affected by that sin, or to someone who could help them walk in freedom. And Lord, I pray that there will be true biblical confession that takes place and that you will set many, many captives free as we walk into the light by your grace. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we've been listening to Nancy Lee DeMoss talking with Tony and Pam Vuk about the destructive nature of sin and the power of confession. Tomorrow, we'll continue hearing Tony and Pam's story. Is it possible to forgive a husband after he spent years in pornography? Pam and Tony will tell us about God's power to heal, forgive, and reconcile. Maybe you're wondering, could I ever forgive something like that? Well, I hope you'll explore that question by reading Nancy's book, Choosing Forgiveness, Your Journey to Freedom. In it, Nancy takes you through God's Word and helps you see why it's so important to forgive and how destructive it is to not forgive. She'll also take you through a process of forgiving those who have wronged you, helping you discover freedom. We'd like to send you Choosing Forgiveness when you support Revive Our Hearts with a donation of any amount. You've heard me say this program is made possible by our listeners. What I mean by that is you're hearing this program in large part thanks to donors in your area. When you call with your donation, we'll ask you for the call letters of the radio station that brings you Revive Our Hearts. You can also let us know whether you listen online. Your support helps us stay on the air in your area. When you make a donation of any size, make sure to ask for the book by Nancy Lee DeMoss, Choosing Forgiveness. Our number is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or visit reviveourhearts.com. Well, after Tony Vuk confessed to using pornography, his wife Pam says she tried controlling everything in their relationship.
I remember trying to control every situation in our marriage. Because I didn't trust Tony, I thought I needed to take control, you know, of our lives so that I would feel safe and secure. And who can do that? I was wearing myself out, you know, by trying to do that.
They'll explain how trust was rebuilt tomorrow on Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.